This is Roll Tweet on Rock Island. I am sure that Dubuque, Iowa would pay far more homage to its namesake, Julian Dubuque, if it could only figure out which Julian Dubuque to honor. There was a real Julian Dubuque who left his record on land deeds and other historical documents. This Dubuque was the youngest of 15 children born to a prosperous family in Quebec, Canada. He came west in the early 1780s and ended up with his brother at the outpost of Prairie du Chien, trading with the Indians. On September 26, 1788, he leased a rich lead mine from the Meskwaki Indians on the west bank of the Mississippi, where the city of Dubuque now stands. He named his holdings the Mines of Spain, since Spain controlled the land at that time. There is no record that this Dubuque was ever married. Meanwhile, several reports from St. Louis at about the same time report a Dubuque visiting there who was an animated dancer and played a lively violin at fancy dress balls. Could either of these be the same Julian Dubuque who was rumored to employ 10 men in the fur trade and on 1,600 acres he farmed up on the bluffs? Or was it the Dubuque who fell into debt and quietly sold half his land in 1804 without telling the Meskwakis who had trusted him, and who erected an Indian grave over his burial site when he died in 1810? There were other reports. There is a myth that claimed that a Julian Dubuque took a Meskwaki wife, Potosa, the daughter of Chief Piosta. There are references to a Madame Dubuque in two surviving letters. And when Dubuque's remains were exhumed in 1897 for removal to their grand monument, two other skeletons were found, one of which turned out to be Chief Piosta. One of Dubuque's biographers further claimed that it was the great object of Dubuque's wife to see how many Indian wives he could get. Yet another report recounted how Dubuque went native and became a great chief among the Meskwakis. If you have a way of separating fact from fiction, Dubuque, Iowa would like to know. Meanwhile, the easiest solution would be to have Julian Dubuque Days once a week all summer, one for each Dubuque.
Support for this special Dubuque Week edition of Rock Island Lines comes from Mercy Medical Center Dubuque, offering healthy and lasting weight loss solutions. Information about Mercy's Just For You weight loss program is available at mercydubuque.com/weightloss.